everybody, happy Wednesday. Today I am so excited to drop some wisdom on this beautiful Wednesday with you guys. So whatever you're doing, go ahead and stop. Let's starve all distractions and let's go ahead and feed our focus. Let's tap in, tune in. If you're able, get you out some paper and let's take notes and let's go right into this with wisdom. I want to remind you guys that you will always make it through, no matter what it is. You have came so far, and sometimes you just need that friendly reminder. Let's pause for a moment, okay? Let's take a second to reflect and to acknowledge some of the stuff that you have overcame. Whether it was a death or a loss of a job, a breakup, whatever the loss was, let's take a moment to look at every single thing that you've been through and let's focus on how you got through it. Look how strong you are. Look how much better you're doing. I want you guys to understand that the end of anything is the beginning of something greater. You need to spend more of your time acknowledging how magnificent you are and how strong you are. And get out of all the fears and the overthinking of what's next, what's coming next, what's about to happen. Let me tell you what's next. What's next is greater, okay? In every single moment, you are evolving, even if it doesn't feel like it, even if it doesn't look like it. You might experience some challenges every now and then and here and there, but understand that those challenges are necessary. That means it's you evolving spiritually. It's building your spiritual muscles. Or you're awakening. You're awakening to newness, to freshness. You're realizing so much about yourself, who you really are, and what you really deserve. An awakening is always a good thing, no matter what it took to get the awakening. You're awakening to your powers. And it's all starting from within, okay? That's where it starts. And by you realizing this, you don't even understand how much hope that's bringing into your life, okay? How much potential it's bringing into your life and how many more possibilities it is. And it's also rebirthing you. You're rebirthing into a new, better, more equipped, more awakened self. Like, that's everything. You've shed so much about your past self. You've let go of a lot of things. You released a lot of things, and now you are coming out on top. Each moment, each step of the way, you are coming out in a divine, incredible way. Stop judging yourself for where you currently are. This is not the time to overthink or to torture or torment or sabotage yourself. We're not doing that this season. That was so last season. That's outdated. It's expired. It's out of alignment of your destiny. This season, we're learning from it. We're growing through it. We're evolving from it. And we're deciding right now in this very moment that we are ready to move forward into our blessings. It's time that you take nurturing your mind, your body, and your emotions way more seriously. And it's definitely time for you guys to get your inner world together. You see, if you can just understand the principle of mastering your inner world, then you will be able to master the outer world. But loving yourself, that's the highest frequency that you can offer. Everything that's happening in your life right now, you created it yourself. I hate to break it to you, okay? It might sound a little bit harsh, but I'm not here to give you fluff. I'm here to give you the real stuff, okay? It's time for you to start thinking new thoughts, new ideas, new visions, and to create new goals. Put away your old habits. All of your old habits are not elevating your personal growth. When you can just love yourself, it's like it just gets easier to let go of things that don't work because you gain a sense of peace in the midst of loving yourself that lets you know it's always going to work out for me. All things work out for me. Everything works out for my highest good. Everything works out for me. you're going to feel it. You feel it in your soul more because you know that, hey, I'm doing what's best for me. It is okay. It's going to work out for me. Everything's working out for me. It always works out for me. Great things happen to me all the time. I expect great things to happen to me. You start to live in a spirit of expectation of good things happening for you because you are putting in the inner work. You start to forgive people easier. You forgive situations easier. And you also learn how to forgive yourself easier. You see, we hold on to a lot of resentment within ourselves because we're like, gosh, I can't believe I accepted that. Or gosh, I can't believe I made that stupid decision. Like, goodness. But you start to forgive yourself easier in the midst of loving yourself. You get a sense of freedom. You get a sense of feeling lighter. You see more of your gifts. You see what more things that you're exceptional at. You start to prioritize your wellness and you love yourself extra. It's time, though, I really want you guys to get this. It's time that you release the need to control everything. You don't have to control everything for things to work out for you. When you know things are going to work out for you, you don't have to control everything. Let me repeat that. You don't have to control everything when you know everything is going to work out for you. You release the need of control because you know everything's going to work out for you. In this season, we are not going through life. In this season, we are growing through life. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. In this season, we are not going through life. In this season, we are growing through life. Please, guys, do not let that go over your head. If you have to chant it out loud, you got to repeat it a couple more times, definitely do that. I highly suggest you do that. If you have to get in the mirror and say it to yourself a couple of times in front of the mirror, do that. If you have to record yourself on your phone and look in the phone, in the camera, and say that, do that. But I definitely need you guys to get that in your mind, get that in your soul, get that in your emotions, get that in your spirit, because you need to feel that. Okay? Thank you guys for joining me on episode 11. I definitely want you guys to share this message with somebody. I know they need to hear it. Thank you again, and I love you guys.